Each year, a College of Education student is eligible to win the Inga Kroman Book Award for a book that they themselves write and illustrate. This year, it's Sydney Friel for her book called Huckleberry Pie. More info on the award and the recipient now.
Education news and research. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Thanks for joining us on Education Eclipse. I'm your host, Brandon Chapman, with star sophomore Sydney Friel. Congrats on the book award first. And second, when did you first find out about the book award and realize it was something you wanted to do?
Actually, for Teach and Learn 307, it was one of the classes I took last semester. We all had to write a children's book, write and illustrate a children's book. And she entered the books in if we wanted to. And so that was my final project for that class.
She being?
Mari Stair. She taught the class, but I think it's Dr. Barbara Sandra Ward who designed the course.
Now, the Inga Kroman Award is open to all students of the College of Education's Department of Teaching and Learning. And as a result of being the award winner, they get a $1,000 scholarship toward tuition. So you're $1,000 richer, sort of.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting.
They said that it used to be just a $50 Barnes & Noble card or something, or $50 to the bookie, right? So $1,000 is if you won it 5 years ago, what would you be thinking? I got $50, man. They get $1,000. That's so tell me a little bit about this book, Huckleberry Pie.
It's actually about my three dogs. One of them's name is Joey, and he's the stray of the book. And the book takes place in a cute little country home. Charlie and Milton, my two other dogs, kind of live the life in their little country home. And they stumble upon this stray dog one day, and they start sneaking him treats because they find out he's homeless. And then that goes on for a while, and then they end up sneaking him the Thanksgiving pie, and then they all get caught, and in the end, Joey gets adopted. So the book is actually a fictional rendition of how we adopted our dog Joey into the house. We got him from the pound.
I was going to say, were you just putting food outside the house, and this one dog kept coming up? Or, so you actually did have some inspiration for the story. So it's, what would we call this, historical fiction?
Yeah, I think it's realistic fiction. Or
see, I've eaten my share of Thanksgiving pies myself, and it doesn't end up in me being adopted. I just get fat, you know. Now you're an award-winning book author. What's the next step? I mean, yeah, you're $1,000 richer, but my understanding is that the college takes the book and they end up actually doing a professional bind of this.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then one copy goes into the library. One of the WSU libraries. So, I mean, if I could get this book to go further than that, that would be really awesome. So we'll see where that takes me.
Now, you have to not only write, but you have to do the art as well. So what kind of art techniques did you use, and do you draw already, like aside from this?
Actually, I'm really into painting, which is something that started in high school. I actually took an art class, and I won a couple of awards at regionals, and I went to state 1 year, but I didn't win anything. But we had a really great art teacher, Pam Smith, at East Valley High School, and she inspired me to keep art in my life. So I try and keep up on that as much as I can.
Now, are you a sophomore right now?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going to be a junior.
Yes, well, I'll be a senior next year. I'm a year ahead in credits, so.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. So why did you want to be a teacher, and do you hope to make this kind of activity, the reading, the art stuff, central to what you're doing?
I've actually wanted to be a teacher ever since I can remember. I actually had a job in high school at a Montessori school, and I worked there a lot. And that's kind of what really cemented that into my future. I really enjoyed my time there, and that inspired me. And I do think that art is really important in just seeing how in my class, how I could express myself and write my own story and illustrate the pictures for it, that was really fun for me. And so I hope to reflect that in my classroom and how I'll teach my students too. I hope that I can inspire them or inspire their creativity to be able to do things like that in my class for my students.
That's really cool, but the correct answer is money, right? You got into teaching for the money.
No.
Well, thank you very much, Sydney Friel, this year's Inga Kroman Medal Award winner for her book, Huckleberry Pie. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.